Mishnah Ches. Anshe ir gedoyle mahalchin es kol ir ktana. The residents who live in a large city can travel throughout the entire small city which is next to it. We're referring to a case where there are two cities next to each other. One is much larger than the other one. And the smaller city is totally inside the tuchum of the big city. So if you imagine, let's say the small city is 500 amos away from the big city, and the city itself is only 1,000 amos long, so it's totally within the tuchum. So in that case, the Mishnah is telling us that we view the smaller city as only 4 amos, and so the residents of the large city can travel 500 amos towards the city, then they view the entire city as only 4 amos, and then they have another 1,496 amos on the other side of the city. On the other hand, the residents of the smaller city cannot travel throughout the entire larger city, meaning they cannot consider the larger city to be 4 amos, because that's not totally inside of their tuchum. So they would only have 2,000 amos exactly, and even if that finishes within the big city, that is where their tuchum would end. Now the Mishnah asks, Ketzad, how so? But the truth is the Gemara explains that the second half of the Mishnah is not actually explaining the previous part. It's a new part of the Mishnah, and the main point of the second half of the Mishnah is to tell us that if the residents of the smaller city place an Eruv in the bigger city, so they're now making their Mokum HaShavisa the bigger city. And the same would apply if the residents of the larger city would place an Eruv in the smaller city. They're saying that their Mokum HaShavisa is the smaller city. In that case, they can consider the neighboring city as only 4 amos, because it's like they become the residents of that city. So just like if you live in the city itself, so the city is considered like 4 amos or even nothing, so too if you put your Eruv there. So the Mishnah says, somebody who is in the larger city, he lived in the larger city, but he placed an Eruv in the smaller city, or he lived in a smaller city, and he placed his Eruv in the larger city. He can travel throughout the entire city, and outside of it another 2,000 amos, meaning that the city is not considered part of the 2,000 amos. However, Rabbi Akiva argues, Rabbi Akiva says, Ein lo elam kemei ruv ba'alpaim amah. He can only travel 2,000 amos exactly from the place of his Eruv. According to Rabbi Akiva, only somebody who actually lives in the city, and whose default Mokum HaShavisa is the city, only he can then measure the 2,000 amos from the edge of the city. Or in the beginning of the case of the beginning of the Mishnah, where the small city is totally inside the tuchum of the larger city, so then you can consider it as insignificant and only 4 amos. But if all you do is put an Eruv in the other city, and you say that your Mokum HaShavisa is there, that does not help to consider the city as 4 amos.